Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy
so you can protect stuff like this,
or this,
or even this.
Nope. Well, case in point.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay, Jesus Christ. All right, let's do news.
And now, live from somewhere you don't want to be, it's all the news that makes you wonder what the f*** is going on. It's What the Hell News, only on the Johnny B. Show.
Oh, slap us in the face with it, Daddy.
In New York, some highways are flooded, garbage bobbed in streaming streets, and water cascaded into the city's subway tunnels, trapping at least 17 trains and halting service until the early morning. Videos online showed riders standing on seats in swamped cars.
Unreal.
All riders safely evacuated, officials said. At One Queens Development, water filled the sunken patio of a basement apartment, then broke through a glass door, trapping a 48-year-old woman in 6 feet of water. Neighbors unsuccessfully tried for an hour to save her. It's just a complete mess up there. I guess this is remnants from Ida, right?
Yes, yes. It's a nightmare, dude. So a handful of people perished in Louisiana when this thing hit as a catastrophic hurricane. And then the remnants went up to the northeast and killed like 30 people. They just drowned in their apartments, a lot of them basement apartments. And just, man, the videos that are coming out of New York City are straight out of a movie, like a apocalyptic movie. It's unreal. I saw a video of a city bus just driving into a lake in the middle of Brooklyn and just completely getting engulfed by water. It looks like Dennis Quaid should be there trying to rescue his kid out of a library. It is nuts what's going on in New York right now. But the thing that's shocking is I heard a report earlier. I was listening to a news report, and it said that they were taken by surprise. What? You've known about this storm for a week and a half. Like, what do you mean taken by surprise? You have the Weather Channel. You knew this was coming. Like, I mean, granted, they didn't think it was going to be that much water, but
yeah, I didn't think they expected it to be a biblical flood.
Yeah,
event, you know, this is
crazy.
I haven't been alive that long, but I'm coming up on my 37th year here on this planet.
Congrats.
Thank you. I have seen crazy things happen on the news, but always in some far-off land where it's flooding like this that's in China or India or some developing country across the world. All of a sudden, it's happening here in America. Just fires, floods.
Yeah.
We had not locusts, but what do we have? Those bugs that came out?
Cicadas.
Cicadas. Yeah. I mean, biblical style, end of the world, God warning us that things are coming to an end.
Yeah.
A lot. Uh-huh. A lot. All at once, too. Everybody has this optimism bias where they're just going, oh, look at these fires in California. The whole state's burning. That's crazy. And God's like, what the hell? Come on. All right, I'll give you cicadas. Cicada bloom. Everyone's goes, these bugs are crazy. Swatting them.
That's crazy. Hey, you know you can eat them. I just saw a thing on BuzzFeed. 30 recipes for cicadas.
God's screaming, no, don't eat cicadas.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. They're eating cicadas.
You fat bitches. I bring down biblical bugs and you're making chocolates out of them?
Yeah. Saying to Jesus, they're literally Jesus, they're dipping them in chocolate and eating them. What do I have to do to get a hold of these people?
He's like, I died for these assholes. I have no idea what we're doing.
Maybe floods? Did you try floods? I'll give it a try. Nothing's working to get through to these people.
Like, you mean in Tennessee? I did that last week. Nah, they're used to it. Like New York City. Like, shut
somewhere
up, bitch.
Somewhere where it doesn't do this. You gotta really...
Like, where they've never had a flood warning until today.
It's just insane, and everyone just goes about their life. Anywho... What's happening on TikTok? What's going on? Bucks are looking good. USF, not so good.
Yeah.
But I think this literally might be some... I'm not particularly religious or anything, but it just seems like we're getting a lot of signs that this this might be the end.
Yeah. I mean, Steve Carell needs to start building an arc. You know, things need to start happening. It is funny, though. At this point, if Cloverfield were to just start ripping up New York City, it would be like, we'd be like, well, that's crazy. Did you see that? That's nuts. That was hey, but good news, pumpkin spice is back at Starbucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. And we just go about our lives. And I know that we have to kind of lie to ourselves in order to not legitimately go insane about the end. Uh-huh. But my God, people, look up. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. Look up and maybe ask for forgiveness because it couldn't hurt. That's all I'm saying.
The first thing I thought today when I saw those floods in New York, I pictured somebody running from a tsunami, right, in Times Square, and they trying to keep from drowning, so they run into a restaurant for safety. And as they're running in, the maitre d' is like, I'm going to need your vaccine passport. And they're like, I'm drowning. I'm like, I know, but, you know, we have rules here. If you haven't been vaccinated, you're going to have to swim for it, bitch.
How did this get out of hand so quickly? I mean, I would say that 9/11 was an event that, you know, we're coming up on that anniversary. I hope that's not the day. You know, that's 20. Oh, man, that's a nice round number. 20 years after that.
Yeah.
That thing started to go downhill.
Yeah.
I would say in this country where things started to, just go down. But lately, it just seems like it's accelerating with things. And then COVID was the big thing. And then it really started to seem like it was spiraling out of control. You know, people are blaming this on global warming. I don't know. That's potentially true. I don't know. I'm not a climate scientist, but it's just a wild time. Just things just out of the blue, just really hammering this country in particular too, America, but all over the world too. It's the same stuff. Nobody's doing good. I wouldn't say anybody's doing great right now. Even China's not doing great.
No, exactly. Yeah. So the whole thing is nuts, but yeah. I don't know, man. I got to go on social media. I don't know who I'm supposed to be praying for now. I don't have enough hashtags, you know, to put thoughts and prayers out to all the people that are getting annihilated every time you turn on your TV. It's sad.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 100% vaccinated against COVID-19, head coach Bruce Arians said on Thursday. Arians said his biggest concern heading into the start of the season had been worrying about losing a key starter for 10 days if they test positive for COVID. He now isn't as stressed since the Bucs are just the second team to report full vaccination following the Atlanta Falcons. In early August, he had said he expected all of his players and coaches to be fully vaccinated by the start of the season. Even when running back Leonard Fournette made headlines over the summer when he said he can't do it regarding the vaccine, he appeared to have a change of heart. Here's some audio of Leonard Fournette talking about getting the vaccine.
Somebody's wanted to, you know, trying to put the team in harm's way, just knowing that you're like still catching the breath. It makes it a lot better to have a shot and don't call us other than the team. So we need every hand in here for these next couple of big games we got coming up, especially those ones.
Yeah, so he decided that it was best for him. Might have got strong-armed a little bit and saying...
Well, I don't know about strong-armed. I think what they did was just give him more information. I think, you know, he was not, like, anti-vax, but he wanted more information, like a lot of people do, and there's nothing wrong with that. So I think they just had some doctors explain it to him a little better and made him feel more comfortable. And,
I don't think
you
so.
Know.
I think Bruce said, you're going to get the vaccine.
Probably, yeah, but
all right.
I know I was listening to the whole press conference, and Jenna Lane asked him, you know, like, how he felt. You know, he goes, oh, I feel fine. So that's good. How crazy would it have been, though? She's like, so how do you feel? And he's like, well, you know, and he just starts barking. She's like, if he had a sense of humor, he would have done that. He would have just started, like, spazzing out like Josh Blue. And she's like, oh, God damn. And he's like, I'm just playing, y'all. I'm good. That would have been great.
Mm. Yeah. Now, there was a local banner in Pembroke Pines, which is South Florida, right? Near Miami.
Miami area, yeah.
Now, the message on the banner caught the attention of many who have grown accustomed to hate speech.
Dude, this is a great story, by the way.
Laura Rez, the executive director at StopAntisemitism.org, received photos from her South Florida followers. She called Pembroke Pines police and even pulled North Perry's airport's flight manifest. She said, "I was shocked, as many people were. Everyone's sensitivities and alarm levels are set at such a high level when seeing a banner that basically says, Jew, I have a question."
Get a life, Jews.
I mean, it's crazy. Like, I saw it. Like, I saw the video before I read the story, and I went, ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like the banner in flight originated at Aerial Banner, Inc. at North Perry Airport, where they told 10 News that Glenna Milberg was actually a marriage proposal. Like so many they do, the woman was nicknamed Jew and raised no eyebrows until they got the call from the Anti-Defamation League. The banner backlash comes during a documented increase of anti-Semitic crimes, including graffiti and vandalism. I heard that they're still mad about it, even though it's been
explained. Why wouldn't you be? Why wouldn't you be? Well, people that like to be mad are going to stay mad. The funny part is when they were interviewing, you know, this banner company, they go, "Yeah, after reading it again, we were like, oh my God. Like, you put it on a damn banner. You walked it out to the airstrip. You connected it to the back of an airplane. No time during all of that did you stop and go, I bet people aren't going to really take this the right way." You know, it's like we talk about with tweets. You know, you can't determine tone and context. All they see is, "Jew, I have a question."
I got to be honest, though. You know, half of my family resides in Cape Coral and are Jewish.
Uh-huh.
What's the matter with Jew?
I don't know.
It depends on how you say it, though. If you go, "Oh, Jews," or you go, "Jew." I know that's you know what I mean? It's all in how you say it. But,
hey, Jew.
You know, they call themselves Jews.
Right.
What's the big deal?
Because somebody wanted to be upset. What if the question was something positive, like, "Jew, I have a question. Why are you people so damn beautiful?" You know what I mean?
Right.